open my eyes, Lord. Open my ears. Would you stand with me? Let's just worship him as we... Father, we come in the precious name of our Lord Jesus.
Venimos en el precioso nombre del Señor Jesucristo, Padre Celestial.
To come before you, Lord.
A venir delante de ti, Señor.
To meet with you under the blood of your Son, our Lord.
Para estar contigo bajo la sangre de nuestro Señor.
To enter now into heavenly places.
Para entrar ahorita hacia lugares celestiales.
To come to you. To sit at your feet,
para venir a ti,
to behold your beauty,
para mirar tu belleza,
to hear words of life.
Para escuchar palabras de vida.
Father, get me out of the way.
Padre, quítame del
camino. I pray for every person here.
Oro por cada persona aquí.
Help us, Lord.
Ayúdanos, Señor.
To set aside this life.
Para poner a un lado esta vida.
To enter into your life now.
Para entrar a tu vida ahora.
To see.
Para mirar.
What you see.
Lo que tú miras.
To hear your voice.
Para escuchar tu voz.
To be transformed.
Para ser transformado.
By the renewing of our minds.
A través del renovamiento de nuestras mentes.
Even this morning.
Aún en esta mañana.
We need help for the day.
Necesitamos ayuda para el
we
día.
Need your strength.
Necesitamos tu fuerza.
We need your guidance.
Tu guía.
We ask for that for each one now.
Pedimos por eso para cada uno aquí.
Lord, meet them where they're at.
Señor, encuéntrate con ellos donde ellos se encuentran.
And only you
solo tú
can meet the needs of every single one.
Puede dar las necesidades.
We lift them up before your throne of grace.
Te levantamos ahí en tu trono y en alabanza.
To find help in time of need.
Para encontrar ayuda en tiempo de necesidad.
So our confidence is in you.
So nuestra confianza está en ti.
Our trust is in you.
Nuestra confianza en ti.
Our eyes are upon you.
Nuestros ojos sobre ti.
Blessed be your name.
Bendito sea tu nombre.
Commit the service into your hands now.
Ponemos el servicio en tus manos ahora.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
En el nombre de el Señor Jesucristo.
Amen. Thank you, baby.
Gracias, se pueden sentar.
Nestor, so nice to see you, brother.
Bueno, mira, hermano Nestor.
God is with us, isn't he?
Dios está con nosotros, ¿no es así?
Yeah.
Sí.
Chris is back in town.
Chris, working. Chris está de regreso aquí.
Ross is here today. Bethany is here today. Yeah.
Bethany está aquí.
Thank you. Oh, thank you.
Gracias.
This world and his world, right?
Este mundo.
Do you feel like you're in between the two of them? Do you feel like there's a war going on between those two worlds?
Siente que algo está aconteciendo entre estos dos lugares, estas dos dimensiones, estos dos mundos.
And do you feel like you're in the middle of two realms? And one is fighting for your attention.
Y uno está peleando por su atención.
To keep you from entering into the one that you're where your soul is really crying out for.
Para prevenirlo, sé de que entre hacia el cual su alma está clamando por.
It's the truth.
Es la verdad.
It's just the way, that's this age.
Es esta edad.
So, as the Lord is making us,
conforme el Señor nos está haciendo,
kingdom people,
gente de reino,
we, you know, you can't lay your sword down.
Usted no puede tirar la, su espada.
You say, oh, I'm going to take my armor off for the day.
Oh, me voy a quitar mi armadura por el día.
Yeah, don't.
No lo haga.
Yeah, you'll get beat to pieces.
Entonces usted va a ser vencido a pedazos.
So, this life.
Esta vida.
The demands of this life seem to be growing.
Las demandas de esta vida parece que están creciendo.
Corporate world. Workers, mothers,
right?
And everything is there. It's vying for your attention.
Peleando por agarrar su atención.
But so is our Lord.
Pero también nuestro Señor.
So I think as time goes on,
pienso que conforme el tiempo pasa,
and the battle intensifies,
y la, la batalla se intensifica,
the armor needs to be on tighter.
Y la armadura necesita estar más apretada.
And we can't get out of bed without putting it on and
no
facing the day.
De la cama sin ponérnosla y enfrentar el día.
Luke 21:34.
Lucas 21.
End time scripture.
44.
And warnings to us.
Advertencias a nosotros.
And we have to take heed to what it says.
Tenemos que mirar lo que dice.
Okay, Luke 21.
Lucas 21.
And verse 30. Let's start at
33. 21:30. Vamos a empezar en el 33.
Okay, heaven and earth shall pass away.
21.
34. Right there.
El cielo y la tierra pasarán.
But my word shall not pass away.
Pero mis palabras
okay.
¿Está bien?
And take heed to yourselves.
Mirad también por vosotros mismos.
What does that mean?
¿Qué significa eso?
Pay attention.
Ponga atención. Eso es lo
lest
que
at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting.
Que vuestros corazones no se carguen de glotonería.
And Derek is going to tell us what that means.
Y Derek nos va a decir lo que eso significa. Out.
Oh, there you go.
Es un exceso huh? De algo.
Say it again.
So one of the kings of England died of a
stroke. No, uno de los reyes murió con cierta cosa que él comió, entonces dicen que se murió.
Well, my goodness.
Exceso de comida.
If the people of the 1500s or 1600s could look at the people of 2023.
Bueno, en comparación con la gente de hoy.
Is there a little bit of excess?
¿Es ahí un poquito de exceso ahí?
How about excess of internet, guys?
¿Qué acerca de exceso de internet?
Huh? Yeah. Really?
¿De verdad?
How about excess of electronics?
¿Qué de exceso de aparatos electrónicos?
Yeah, well, I'm looking at Russ. How about an excess of sugar?
¿Qué de exceso de azúcar?
Yeah. Pass the donuts, please, right?
Pasa las donas, correcto.
Okay. So take heed, pay attention.
So, ponga atención, mire.
Your hearts are overcharged with too much.
Sus corazones están sobrecargados de
isn't that interesting? Because this is a day where our hearts could be overcharged with too much, couldn't they?
No, es interesante que es este le den la cual nuestros corazones pueden ser
okay.
Sobrecargados de cualquier cosa.
Drunkenness.
Yeah.
Nowhere in
y
embriaguez. Yeah. Well, we don't have to worry about that one, do it.
No nos tenemos que preocupar de.
What's the next one?
¿Cuál es la siguiente?
That's what gets me every time I read this.
De los afanes de esta vida, eso es lo que me agarra
okay.
Cada vez.
So, yeah, come on, you guys.
Piensen.
Where's the worries? What ties you in knots? Isn't it this life?
¿Dónde están las preocupaciones? ¿Dónde están las ataduras?
Okay. And what's he telling us here?
¿Y qué nos está diciendo aquí?
Put this life into my hands. Forget it.
Pon esta vida en mis manos y olvídate.
Okay, Hoffman, that's easier said than done, isn't it?
Okay, Hoffman, eso es fácil de decir que hacerlo. ¿No es
okay.
Así?
But that's
pero
what our Lord says.
Es lo que nuestro Señor dice.
So I think as time goes on,
pienso que conforme el tiempo
and
pasa,
our faith takes over,
Y nuestra fe toma control.
It has to take over in every area of our life.
Tiene que tomar control de cada área de nuestras vidas.
So, this verse came to me again.
Este versículo vino a mí una vez más.
Go back to Matthew 6, because...
Vayamos a Mateo 6.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
Now, ahora, we've talked about this.
Hablamos acerca de esto.
Because when Jesus sends his 12 out,
porque cuando Jesús envió a sus 12
okay,
fuera,
he says, take neither scrip. What is a scrip? It's your lunch bucket.
¿Qué es esto? Okay? Es un
or sword.
Bolsa de,
trust me for everything. Trust me for everything.
Confíenme en todo.
Well, you know, modern brains will say, oh, that's a little naive.
Usted sabe, las cerebros de hoy dirían, eso es muy inocente.
Because even...
porque
in this day,
en este día,
Jesus says, well, don't take any thought for what you eat. How many of you have taken
no
thought what you're going to eat today?
De qué vas a comer. ¿Quién ha hecho eso?
Okay, mothers, did you not put something in the oven or the crock pot or something?
So cocinando?
Did you take thought for what you're going to eat?
So, ¿usted
and before that, did you go to the grocery store to prepare for so you'd have what you're going to
pick? Tenga lo que iba a hacer.
Okay, so then you go, entonces, take to the ant, thou sluggard, store up, right?
Entonces,
Proverbs.
Lleva a este lugar.
So you cry out to the Lord and you say, Lord, how do I balance
Señor,
this out?
Dice, ¿cómo yo puedo balancear esto?
No, seriously, right?
Because
all of the word of God
toda la palabra de Dios
is going to be fulfilled in us.
Va a ser cumplida en nosotros.
Or are we going to just pick parts out that we want?
O tan solo vamos a recoger las partes que nosotros nos gustan o queremos.
Or should we take our Bibles and all cut out the passages you
y
don't like and hand them back to you?
Tomar nuestras Biblias y quitar los pasajes que no nos gustan.
So,
entonces,
why did he say these things?
¿Por qué él dice estas cosas?
To whom are they written for?
Para aquellos a los cuales son escritas.
Were they
para,
written for them but not for us?
Fueron escritas para ellos pero no para nosotros.
Or is there a time
where
this verse is going to come alive in our lives like never before?
O va a venir este versículo en vida en nuestras vidas como nunca antes.
Where even at this minute it might not mean too much, but a year down the road it might mean everything.
Tal vez no significa todo, pero
okay.
Con el Señor significa todo.
So Matthew 6.
So Mateo 6.
25. Take no thought for your life.
Por esto os digo, no afanéis por vuestra vida.
This life.
Esta vida.
That's what he says in Luke 21:34. This life.
Lucas,
take no, don't be overcharged
24.
With this life. Easier said than done. I know.
No afanéis por el día de mañana.
Okay.
Es fácil decir que hacerlo.
What you shall eat, what you shall drink.
Que comeréis o que.
Or for your body.
Comeréis o por tu cuerpo.
What you're gonna put on.
¿Te vas a poner?
Okay, now read that last phrase with me. Is not the life more than meat and your body more than raiment?
What was that?
Okay, that's the end of 6:25.
Por tanto, os digo, no os afanéis por vuestra vida, qué habéis de comer o qué habéis de beber, ni por vuestro cuerpo, qué habéis de vestir. ¿No es la vida que la, más que el alimento y el cuerpo más que el vestido?
So then he goes back to the second Bible.
Y va de regreso a la segunda Biblia.
Okay, nature.
Naturaleza.
Then he says, let's take some examples.
Vamos a tomar
let's look
ejemplos.
At the birds.
Mirar las aves del
let's
cielo.
Look at, consider the lilies.
Y consideremos
don't
los lirios.
Just look at them, consider them.
Ahora mírenlos ellos, considérenlos.
Okay. Wherefore, if God so clothed the grass of the field, which is today and tomorrow is cast into them, how much more will he clothe you, O you of what? So he's telling me I have little faith.
What do you read?
And that is verse 30.
Y si la libero el campo que hoy es y mañana se echa en el horno, Dios la vista así, ¿no hará mucho más a vosotros, hombres de poca fe?
Okay, now I can't have little faith, I need rapturing faith.
Si no puedo tener un poquito de fe, mucho menos.
So if I'm worried about these things, I've got little faith.
Si me preocupo por estas cosas, tengo poca fe.
I'm in the wrong place, I'm looking at the wrong things.
Lugar incorrecto, me estoy mirando hacia
okay.
La parte incorrecta.
So he's got to help me.
So él me tiene que ayudar.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
Verse 31.
Versículo 31.
Your body.
Su cuerpo.
Take no thought, saying, what shall we eat?
No pienses.
What shall we drink?
¿Qué vas a beber?
Whether we shall be clothed.
¿Quieres que sea ropa?
And verse 32, every time I read it, it puts a sword in my heart.
Cada vez que lo leo, pone como una espada en mi boca.
For all of these things do the Gentiles seek.
Porque los gentiles buscan todas estas cosas.
Well, who are the Gentiles there?
¿Pero quiénes son los gentiles ahí?
Was God dealing with them?
¿Estaba Dios lidiando con ellos?
He wasn't even dealing with them.
Aún, no estaba aún
like Brother Branham described us as Gentiles walking around with clubs on our backs.
Gentiles caminando con
clubs, sticks.
Con palos en sus espaldas.
Okay. Idol worshippers.
Adoradores de ídolos.
So what he's saying to you is that the very natural man who has nothing to do with me and I have nothing to do with him worries about these things.
Se preocupa acerca de estas cosas.
And you're supposed to be different than that.
Usted tiene que ser diferente que eso, se supone.
I want you to be different than those people.
Quiero que seas diferente que esas personas.
Because everybody in the world worries about these things. And you're a set aside people.
Y ustedes son gente puesta a un lado.
You're my people.
Ustedes son mi gente.
A called out people.
Una llamada, gente llamada fuera.
I don't want you to be like that.
No quiero que sean así.
For your heavenly Father knows what you have need of these things.
Porque su Padre Celestial sabe de las cosas que ustedes tienen necesidad.
Now verse 33.
Ahora versículo 33.
Is a promise.
Hay una promesa.
It's a promise, every bit as bit of promise as salvation or anything else.
Y es una promesa así como salvación y
or healing.
Cosa, sanidad.
And he's telling you where to place the cares of this life.
Y le está diciendo usted dónde poner las preocupaciones de esta vida.
Very secondary.
Muy secundariamente.
In fact, don't worry about them.
De hecho, ni se preocupen.
Give them to me.
Dénmelo.
So because you are not like the Gentiles,
por caso, ustedes no son como los gentiles,
because I have called you from the Gentiles,
porque los llamó a usted fuera de los gentiles,
I have called you to me,
te he llamado para
to focus
mí,
on me.
Para que te enfoques en mí.
And if you do,
y si tú lo haces,
don't worry, I'll take care of those things.
No te preocupes, yo me encargo de esas cosas.
Now is that a relief or not?
Ahora, ¿eso es un descanso o no?
Now the problem is ahora, we haven't taken that seriously,
que no lo hemos tomado seriamente,
but we need to take it very seriously.
Pero necesitamos tomarlo muy seriamente.
And you watch,
y usted vigile,
as time goes on, you will be put in
pasa,
a position where you have to.
Usted va a ser puesto en una posición donde usted tiene
because
que,
I think that's what's laying before us.
Porque creo que eso es lo que está
because
delante de nosotros.
This alpha will have an omega to
porque
it.
Este alpha tendrá un omega.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
And the time is coming for that omega to be manifest in me and you.
Viene para que ese omega sea manifestado en
now,
usted.
It says seek ye first what?
Buscar primeramente qué?
The what? What
el
was
reino.
The kingdom?
¿Qué era el reino?
What was the kingdom when he was speaking this?
¿Qué era el reino cuando él estaba hablando
and
eso?
What is the kingdom now?
¿Y qué es el reino?
And where is the kingdom
¿y
now?
¿Dónde está el reino ahora?
The kingdom of God is where?
El reino de Dios
in
está
our hearts.
Donde? En nuestros corazones.
What is the kingdom?
¿Qué es el reino?
There has to be a king and there has to be a subject.
Tiene que haber un reino y tiene que haber un sujeto.
Now notice what he's saying
ahora,
here.
Ahora dése cuenta lo que está diciendo.
I don't care how religious you are.
No me importa qué tan religioso tú seas.
I don't care how many hours you pray.
No me importa cuántas horas
if you
tú oras.
Were obedient and did your devotions faithfully every day.
Si tú eres obediente y haces tu
because you could do that and miss this.
Porque tú puedes hacer eso y perderte.
Because that's not what he's saying.
Pero eso no es lo que él está diciendo.
He says, seek ye first.
Dice, busca primeramente
his preeminence over you and everything every day.
En ti, todos los días, que sea preeminente.
And if you put him first.
Y si usted lo pone primero.
And seek his preeminence, Lord, in every thought, in every action that I do.
Acción,
is this for you? That's
para
his kingdom.
Ese es su
right or wrong?
Correcto, incorrecto.
There you go.
Ahí está.
If
sí.
I go through every single day like this.
Voy a través de todo.
My God.
Así, mismo.
I don't have to worry about those things. He'll take care of them. He'll take care of my bills. He'll take care of my insurance. He'll take care of my food. He'll take care of my clothes.
Se va a encargar de mi vestido.
But that's a promise only if.
Una promesa.
It's a conditional promise.
Es una promesa condicional.
Okay.
Está bien.
Now. I've lived on this promise many decades.
Yo viví en esta promesa por muchas
it's
décadas.
Just a personal testimony, but
este es
when
personal,
we were living in Rapid City,
estábamos viviendo nosotros en Rapid City
okay, and the kids were little,
Los niños estaban pequeños.
And listen, escuche. We were poor as church mice most of our lives, you know?
Excelente.
Poor as church mouse.
Son las ratas más pobres de la iglesia.
Yeah, mice in a church, mice in a home, mice, you know, mice aren't very wealthy.
Okay.
And one time, Mary said,
Maria dijo,
we're short on bills.
Estamos cortos en deudas.
I said, oops, I'm sorry, Lord, what happened?
Oh, dije, oh, lo siento, Señor, ¿qué pasó?
So I got the family together. I said, we're getting on our knees before the Lord.
Agarré la familia, nos reunimos,
to repent.
Me, rodillas.
I had to repent.
Para arrepentirme.
Lord, show me,
yo me tenía que arrepentirme.
What
Dios
I did.
Mostró lo que yo hice.
That I didn't put you. Listen, escuche. That is a is that a promise? Can you stake
promesa?
Your life on this?
Poner
if I seek
eso,
him, if I
si
his
busco,
kingdom, his preeminence,
reino,
his lordship,
su
his rule,
señoría, su
his reign,
su reino.
I don't have to worry about the rest.
No tengo preocupar por el resto.
Is that what he's telling me?
Eso es lo que me
do you want to live that way?
¿Usted quiere vivir de esa manera?
Then you don't have any worries, do you? It's
no
in his hands.
Ninguna preocupación es. Está en sus manos.
But please get
pero
what I'm
favor,
saying. It's not being religious.
Es no ser religioso.
It's a, in, he wants you in that relationship
él lo quiero ser en esa relación,
as the Father was
como el padre,
and
en
the Son.
En el hijo.
Father, I can't do nothing without you.
Padre, no puedo hacer nada sin ti.
Takes you right back to adoption here.
Lo toma a usted de regreso
your
a,
kingdom.
Adopción,
your preeminence.
Su preeminencia.
And it was getting to the place
y era entrando a ese lugar,
where God got Brother Branham.
Donde Dios
okay,
trajo al hermano Branham, ¿está bien?
Where he said,
donde dijo,
finally at the end of his life.
Finalmente, al final de su vida,
the last 2 years.
Los últimos dos años.
I have no more conscience of sin.
Ya no tengo más conciencia de pecado.
And all of my thoughts are of God.
Y todos mis pensamientos son de Dios.
When all of his thoughts were God, God was over all of his thoughts.
Cuando Dios, cuando todos sus pensamientos eran de Dios, Dios estaba sobre sus pensamientos.
Now, if you don't want to worry about this life,
ahora, si usted no se quiere preocupar por esta
if you
vida,
want him to take care of it,
si usted quiere que él se encargue
then
de
he's
eso,
telling you, do this,
Dios le está diciendo, haz esto,
and I'll take care of it.
Y yo me encargo de eso.
It's true. It's just simply the fact.
No,
this is a place of rest.
Y este es un lugar de descanso.
So when Brother Branham,
cuando el hermano Branham,
okay,
está bien,
in all reality,
en toda realidad,
Brother Branham, do you have life insurance?
Hermano Branham, tienes, tienes aseguranza de vida?
I have assurance.
Yo tengo aseguranza.
But
pero
he lived this way,
él vivió de esta
did he
manera,
not? And
creo, no.
When he got out of that way,
cuando él se salió de esa
and
manera,
used his own thoughts over God's thoughts,
y puso sus pensamientos sobre los pensamientos
God
de Dios,
punished him severely, didn't he?
Dios lo admonition.
Yeah.
Él mm-hmm. lo regañó muy severamente.
So here we go.
So aquí está.
Watch this.
Vigila esto.
As time goes on,
conforme el tiempo continúa,
you watch where you're going to be more dependent on that verse and you're walking in
vigile cómo usted va a ser dependiente del versículo y usted va a estar caminando todo el tiempo.
And then you'll see him.
Y usted lo mirará.
Okay. Mary and I have
María y yo,
so many, we said our whole life has been miracles.
Toda nuestra vida ha sido milagros.
Because all for decades,
por décadas,
when it came to our bills on this side and our income on this side, they would never mix. You could never figure
bueno,
it out.
Se vino en sus
right?
Biles acá y todas necesidades nunca podíamos nosotros.
And yet he always did it, didn't he?
Para él todo el tiempo lo hizo.
And you didn't know how he did it, right, Ron?
No sabemos cómo él lo hizo, correcto.
How does he do it? I don't
¿cómo
know.
Cómo lo hace? Yo no lo sé.
No, there's been times when we've ahora, had prayer cloths.
Ahí hubo tiempos donde
and the prayer cloths are laid on a stack of bills. Right,
honey? Había un montón de deudas ahí.
Yeah. He took care of it.
Y él se encargó de
listen,
todo.
Not one time
escuché una vez,
did we ever apply for food stamps.
Y a usted ha aplicado por estampas de comida.
Not one time.
Ni una vez.
Okay. We could have declared bankruptcy. We could have done a bunch of things.
Pudimos haber muchas cosas. Pudimos declarar bancarrota, muchas cosas. Pudimos haber hecho muchas cosas.
We trust in the name of the Lord our
Pero
God.
Confiamos en el nombre de nuestro Señor Dios.
And this is a promise that we are going to live by more and more. Watch.
Que vamos a vivir más y más. Vigile usted.
But it's a good way to keep you on your knees.
Pero es una muy buena manera para mantenerlo a usted en sus
rodillas. And it's a wonderful way, always, every day, to make sure.
Cosa maravillosa para todo el tiempo estar seguros.
Okay. Now listen,
ahora escuche.
Brothers and sisters, really.
Hermanos y hermanas, realmente.
What does the proverb say? In all thy ways acknowledge him and he will direct thy paths.
En todas sus cosas reconozcan al Señor.
Okay, so men.
Hombres.
You're at work.
Ustedes están en el trabajo.
Okay, things come up by the minute all day long.
Vienen por minuto todo el día.
Acknowledge him.
Reconózcalo usted.
Lord, I need your wisdom for this.
Señor, yo necesito tu sabiduría.
How do I respond to this client?
¿Cómo yo le respondo a este cliente?
How do I respond to this boss?
¿Cómo le respondo yo a este
How do
jefe?
I respond to this coworker?
A este compañero de
How
trabajo?
Do I accomplish what they've asked me to do?
¿Cómo yo puedo lograr lo que
you
ellos me pidieron que hacer?
You Lord,
tú,
you Lord.
Tú, Señor.
And you
tú,
know
Señor.
When you're asking for his wisdom, which the Bible says to ask,
que la Biblia dice, pidan por ella.
When you ask for his wisdom,
cuando usted pregunta por su sabiduría,
you're asking for the Holy Spirit
usted está preguntando, pidiendo
and the
por el
mind
Espíritu
of Christ in the very instant
Cristo,
you're at.
En ese mismo instante en el cual usted se encuentra.
Think of that.
¿Piensa usted acerca de eso?
I need wisdom for this.
Necesito sabiduría para
that means I need you here now
eso quiere decir que yo te
in this instant
ahora,
on
en
the
este
scene
instante, en
with
escena,
me
conmigo,
in this situation
en esta
to give me your mind in it.
Para
to give me your mind in it.
Para que tú me des tu mente en esto.
Okay?
Está bien.
Now live that way.
Yo viva de esta manera.
That is how
así es como
he's asking us to live.
Nos está pidiendo que vivamos.
Right here,
aquí,
in the Sermon on the Mount,
en el sermón de
is the pattern for adoption all laid out.
Está el patrón para adopción todo ahí puesto.
And we're not concerned with the cares of this life. Well, we're concerned.
Y nos preocupamos por las preocupaciones de esta vida.
Yeah, come on, listen, fíjense, brothers,
escuchen,
you know.
Hermanos, usted sabe.
You have to go to work. Yes, we know.
Tiene que ir al trabajo. Sí, lo sabemos.
Brother Branham told us.
El hermano Branham no lo dijo.
But you're working as unto the Lord. What you do,
lo que usted haga,
you do it heartily as unto the Lord.
Usted lo hace duramente, como hacia el Señor.
So there's never a place
so hay, no hay
where you leave him behind.
Donde usted lo deje atrás.
I'm doing this as I'm doing it unto Jesus.
Estoy haciendo esto como si se lo estuviera haciendo
okay.
a Jesús. ¿Está bien?
I need your wisdom.
Necesito tu sabiduría.
They put an impossible task before me as my employer
ellos ponen
did.
Una tarea imposible como mi empleador lo hizo.
No, my God, I
no.
turn to him.
Mi Dios, yo volteo
okay.
a él. ¿Está bien?
My boss put me in an impossible situation.
Mi jefe me puso en una situación imposible.
I ask for wisdom.
Pido
He's there.
Sabiduría. Él está ahí.
Not only that, he's speaking
no solo eso,
and giving me his thoughts
y dándome sus
and
pensamientos.
Things are occurring to me that would have never occurred to me any other way, right?
Están ocurriendo a mí como nunca pudieron haber ocurrido.
Don't you love it? See, this is calling Jesus on the scene.
De esto es llamar a Jesús a la escena.
And this is where he wants us to live.
Y aquí es donde él quiere que nosotros vivamos.
With me? Okay.
¿Me entienden?
This is where we're headed, I think.
Esto
I
es hacia donde estamos
yeah.
yendo.
These words will be fulfilled in us too.
Estas palabras serán cumplidas en nosotros también.
So read 33 and 34. Let's read it out loud together.
Okay. Vamos a leerlos juntamente.
Okay, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for all things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil
thereof. Mas buscar primeramente el reino de Dios y su justicia, y todas estas cosas os señalarán en ellas. Así que no os afanéis por el día de mañana. Porque el día de mañana traerá su afán. Basta cada día su propio mal.
All right.
¿Está bien?
It's a way to live.
Es una manera de vivir.
It's seriously a way to live. Okay?
Seriamente una manera de vivir.
And living this way, all things become
manera,
in balance.
Todas las cosas se ponen
and
en balance.
And Jesus is with you every second.
Y Jesús está con usted cada
every
segundo,
day.
De cada día.
To help you with every single thing you have need of.
Para ayudar a cualquier cosa que usted tenga necesidad.
And you will see
y usted verá
He's there.
que él está
ahí. You will see his love for you.
Usted mirará el amor
you
por
will
usted.
See his strength for you.
Mirará su fuerza por usted.
He will see him putting thoughts in your head that would have never occurred to
pensamientos
you.
En su mente usted nunca
to guide you.
Para guiar a usted,
to direct your path.
Para
okay.
Dirigir su camino.
Don't be religious.
No sea religioso.
Seek the kingdom.
Busque el reino.
I want him.
Yo lo quiero a él.
Ruling over my mind.
Gobernando
my emotions.
Mis emociones.
My affections.
Mis afectos.
My imagination.
Mis imaginaciones.
My conscience.
Mi conciencia.
My actions, my everything, right?
Mis acciones, mi todo.
All right.
Correcto.
Let's get in.
Vamos
now,
entrar.
I got a lot of quotes.
Tengo muchas citas.
So I sent you to the Grace Ministries signal if you have a phone
a
and want to follow along because there's some of my quotes from Rising of the Sun and Mystery of the God and Rapture and other things.
Rapture y todas esas cosas.
So I wanted you to follow.
Quiero que sigan.
If you want to.
Si usted quiere.
Now, we're continuing on this.
Vamos a continuar en esto.
What we started even last week, couple weeks,
lo que empezamos aún
his whole purpose
semanas,
of being is to give his life.
Todo el propósito de su ser es el dar vida.
Okay,
también,
from the beginning,
desde el principio,
from Genesis chapter 1.
Desde Génesis 1.
He lives to give.
Él vive para dar.
He lives to give.
Él vive para dar.
So, we started out. And I'm going to skip a few things because we know them. My first verse here on the thing for a text was John 5:40. You won't come to me that I might give you life. So I challenge you as believers when you open up the messages and put on a message to listen to and you hear the prophet screaming out.
Y usted escucha al profeta gritando.
You hear the voice of the Holy Spirit in that prophet saying, if you would only see,
Dios, en ese profeta,
if you would only open your ears, I would give you life.
Mirar, si pudieras escuchar,
and you will
te daré vida.
See the desperation of the Holy Spirit. Let me give you my life, but you won't see it. Okay? So then we went last week to John 10:10.
Fuimos a la última semana a Juan 10:10.
Okay, I came to give you life and give it to you abundantly.
Y a darte abundante vida.
A brother Branham preaches a message entitled Life.
El hermano Branham predica un mensaje titulado Vida.
People refer to that verse as this life.
La gente se refiere en ese versículo como esta vida.
Okay.
Está bien.
It can't be this life.
No puede ser esta vida.
Because John 12:25 says, he that loves his life shall lose it.
Dice, aquel que
so he's not talking about, I'm going to give you abundant this life.
No está hablando de, te voy a dar abundante vida
but I'm
de
going
esta
to
vida.
Give you my life, which is my father's life.
Vida, la cual es la vida de mi padre.
And he who hates the life that's not the father's life will keep it unto eternal life.
Y aquel que odie su vida en este mundo mantendrá su
okay.
Vida eterna.
So we got one left. Would you stand with me? We'll use that for our text this morning, John 14.
Juan 14.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
14:15. Okay, if you love me, keep my commandments.
Si me amáis, guardad mis mandamientos.
Okay, that's what the Father said to the Son, isn't it?
El Padre envió al Hijo, ¿no es así?
And I will pray the Father, and he'll give you another Comforter,
y yo
that he may be
Padre,
with you forever.
Y os dar otro Consolador, para que él esté con vosotros para siempre.
Even the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, is the Spirit of Truth.
El Espíritu de Verdad.
Whom the world cannot receive.
Al cual el mundo no puede recibir.
Because it doesn't have eyes to see.
Porque no tiene ojos para mirarle, porque no le ve.
Because it doesn't see him.
Porque no lo mira.
Neither does it know him.
Tampoco le conoce.
They can't hear him.
No pueden escucharlo.
But you know him.
¿Usted lo conoce?
Because he speaks to you.
Porque le habla con ustedes.
For he dwells with you and shall
porque
be in you.
Porque mora con vosotros.
I will not leave you comfortless, but I will come to you.
No os dejaré huérfanos, vendré a vosotros.
Yet a little while and the world sees me no more.
Todavía un poquito y el mundo no me verá más.
But he will see me.
pero vosotros me veréis.
Read this out loud. Because I live, you
Porque
shall live
vivo.
Also. And then verse 20.
Vosotros también viviréis. Read that Versículo with me. 20, léanlo conmigo.
And at that day you shall know that I am in the Father, and ye in me, and I in you.
Y en aquel día vosotros conoceréis que yo estoy en mi Padre, vosotros en mí, y yo en vosotros.
And I'm in you. Okay. Thank you. You may be seated.
Gracias. Se pueden sentar.
Now, this quote we read out of it is the rising of the sun last time.
Acabo de citar, leímos de ya salido el sol la última vez.
And he's talking about Genesis.
Y está hablando de Génesis.
Chapter 1.
Capítulo 1.
Verse 3.
Versículo 3.
Okay, first time the sun rose in Genesis.
La primera vez que salió el sol en Génesis.
Okay. Okay, it was a message that life will be mortal life.
Era un mensaje donde la vida iba a estar ahí, la vida mortal.
He goes from Genesis 1.
Y vemos de Génesis 1.
There you go. Easter morning.
En la mañana de la Pascua.
But this time when the sun rose.
Pero esta vez cuando el sol se levantó.
There was a dual sun rising.
Hubo un doble amanecer.
Okay, another sun rising.
Otro hijo naciendo.
It was S-O-N.
Era el S-O-L.
Had risen to bring eternal life to all of God's promised seed.
We're talking about S-O-N.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Era el H-I-J que resucitó para traer vida eterna.
Okay. Now,
ahora,
in the highlighted section there, it takes the S-O-N light to bring them eternal.
Toma el H-I-J-O, luz, para traerlos a ellos a vida eterna.
Everything about him is to bring his life to you.
Todo acerca de él es para traerle vida a usted.
Everything that he lives and exists for,
todo por lo que él vive
that gives him purpose
para,
of being is to give you his life.
El propósito de ser es para darle su vida.
Now, okay.
Ahora, está bien.
Now, let's go on.
Vamos a continuar.
This next one is from Christ, the mystery of God.
Esto es lo que sigue es de Cristo, el misterio de Dios.
Now,
ahora,
to whom is he speaking?
¿A quién él está hablando?
Is he speaking to the unsaved or to the saved? To the unbeliever or to the believer?
¿Está salvando al salvado o no salvado? ¿Al incrédulo o al creyente?
Okay.
¿Está bien?
He's speaking to believers.
Le está hablando a creyentes.
Okay. And yet, in the next one, it says, why do you hunger, church?
Y aún a pesar de eso, dice en esta siguiente, ¿por qué tienes hambre, iglesia?
Okay, and he says, it's the Father trying
es el Padre tratando
to reveal his hidden secret to you.
Para revelar su secreto escondido a usted.
I know that you have,
yo sé que tú tienes,
but I'm trying to give you more.
Pero estoy tratando de darte más.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
But he says, now look at, here's a warning, this is very similar.
Pero mira esto es muy
okay,
similar.
To Matthew chapter 6 that
a
we
Matthew
just read.
6.
Right? Wrong.
Correcto o incorrecto.
But
pero,
you let so many things get it out of you.
Pero tú permites que muchas cosas te las saquen de ti.
You let your what?
¿Usted dejas qué?
So there's something focusing on this life that
enfocándose en esta vida,
prevents something happening in the real life
que
that's supposed to have the preeminence.
Que algo pase en la vida real que para que acontezca.
Are you hearing me?
¿Me está usted escuchando?
What will Satan try to do? Make you concentrate on all things
hacer,
this life.
Que usted se concentre en
and
todas
Jesus
las cosas
says,
de vida.
Let
dice,
it go.
Dice, déjalo ir.
Let me have it.
Déjame que
all you have
tenga,
to do
todo lo que tú tienes
is
que hacer,
come to me every day.
Es venir a mí todos los días.
Lord, I want your mind.
Señor, quiero
I
tu
want
mente.
Your guidance.
Quiero tu guía.
I want your direction.
Quiero tu dirección.
I want your headship.
Quiero tu liderazgo.
And then I don't have to worry about it.
Entonces no me tengo que preocupar acerca de
and I think that's the most blessed thing in the world. I don't want to worry about it.
Más bendita en el mundo. No me quiero preocupar.
And he's telling me, no me you don't want to worry about it? Good.
Está diciendo,
I don't want you to worry about
seguro.
It.
Pues
so
no
give it to me.
Te preocupes, dámela.
But come to me and depend on me.
Ven a mí y depende
in
de
other
mí.
Words, give me my place.
En otro lugar, dame mi lugar.
And he's saying, your job is taking my place.
Y tú estás, y le está diciendo,
right?
Tu trabajo está tomando mi lugar.
Don't let your job take my place.
No dejes que tu trabajo tome mi lugar.
Or
o,
let your wife.
Tu esposa.
Mm-hmm.
Así es.
Or
o,
your husband.
Tu esposo.
Or
o,
your children.
Tus hijos.
There we go.
Ahí está.
So we started, isn't it?
Así es como comenzó.
Well, what's the next phrase he says
la siguiente
there?
Frase que él dice ahí.
You let the what?
Tú dejas que.
That's why we started where we started.
Por okay. Que comencé donde comenzamos.
You let your what?
Tú dejas tu qué? Tu pastor.
You let somebody else get that out of you.
Tú permites que otro saque eso de ti.
When you know way down in your heart.
Cuando tú sabes muy profundamente en tu corazón.
You're thirsting.
Que tú estás sediento.
Way down in your soul.
Muy profundo en tu alma.
Hungry.
Hambriento.
It's God trying to reveal to you the revelation.
Es Dios tratando de revelártelo.
The last day is here.
La revelación de este último día está aquí.
So here's the battle right there of the two worlds, right?
Aquí mismo, de esos dos mundos,
and
correcto.
He said, you can't serve God and mammon at the same time.
Tú no puedes servir a Dios y a mamón.
If your eye be single, it is full of light. If your eye be double,
y si tu ojo es malo,
you're full of evil.
Estás lleno de maldad.
A double-minded man shall see lots from the Lord. Is that what the scripture says?
Un hombre con doble mente, doble pensamiento,
yeah,
busca mucho
know.
De Dios. Eso es lo que dice. No,
okay.
No.
So how much of our life has been double-minded?
¿Cuánto de nuestra vida has tenido este doble sentido?
And he said, you can't be double-minded.
Usted no puede ser así.
You have to come.
Usted tiene que venir.
Okay. And say, Lord, can you really do this?
Señor, ¿puedes realmente hacer esto?
Oh, come on, brothers.
Oh, piensen, hermanos.
You know better than that.
Usted sabe mejor que eso.
That's like asking him, can you heal?
Es como preguntarle, ¿puedes tú sanar?
I mean, really.
Realmente, piensen.
What's the difference between this and salvation?
¿Cuál es la diferencia entre esto y salvación?
What's the difference between this and believing him for anything else that you have need of?
¿Cuál es la diferencia entre esto y cualquier otra cosa que usted crea en lo que
if he can save you? If he can save you,
si él puede salvarlo,
if he can sanctify you,
si lo puede santificar,
if he can give you the baptism of the Holy Spirit,
el bautismo del Espíritu,
can't he also do this?
¿No puede él también hacer esto?
But I'm asking, is this harder for him?
Órale, déjenme preguntarle, ¿esto más difícil para él?
No.
No.
Listen.
Escuche.
Only believe.
Solo creer.
Right.
¿Correcto?
All things.
Todas las cosas.
Even this.
Aún esto.
Okay. So the Father
el padre, entonces,
is always trying to give you more.
Está todo el tiempo tratando de dar
you
más.
Have,
tú tienes,
and more shall be given.
Y más será dado.
And here's the prophet in this age saying the same
y aquí
thing.
Está el profeta de esta edad diciendo la misma cosa.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
Next is from Christ, the mystery of God revealed.
El siguiente es de Cristo, el misterio de Dios revelado.
You know how you tell your wife things.
So usted le dice cosas a su esposa.
You know the little girl you're going to marry.
Usted sabe la pequeña muchacha con la cual usted se va a casar.
You love her so much you tell her
usted,
secrets.
Usted la ama tanto que usted le dice secretos.
And get her up next to you.
Y la pone una
and love
usted.
You. Okay.
Y lo ama y todo.
That's what God, Christ is doing to the church,
eso es
see.
Que Dios, Cristo, le está haciendo a la iglesia, ¿ve?
He's letting her know the secrets.
Él está dejando saber a ella los secretos.
Just the secrets.
Tan solo los secretos.
Not these flirters.
No estos coqueteos.
I mean his wife.
Quiero decir su esposa.
The wife is subject to the husband.
La esposa está sujeta al
seek
esposo.
Seek first the kingdom of God.
Buscar primeramente el reino de Dios.
Are you with me?
¿Me entiende usted?
Lord, I need you,
Señor,
over everything.
Te necesito sobre
and then
todo.
I don't have any worries.
Entonces no tengo ninguna preocupación.
In that blessed state.
¿No es una mm-hmm. un estado bendecido ese?
Okay.
Está bien.
All right now.
Está bien ahora.
Having the revelation of a secret made known to them.
Teniendo la revelación de su secreto, darlo con de habérselos dado a ellos
by his grace,
por su gracia
how the grace of God,
como la gracia de Dios.
Okay, I hope you don't think this sounds personal.
Yo tengo la esperanza de que usted no piense que esto es personal
to a bunch of people
a un montón de
for
gente
this,
para esto o
but
eso.
The secret that God is sharing with the whole church.
Pero el secreto que Dios está compartiendo
okay.
con toda la iglesia.
This isn't for Brother Branham only. This is for you.
Esto no es para el hermano Branham solamente.
The message is for you.
El mensaje es para usted.
If they would just receive it.
Ellos tan solo lo recibieran.
Read the rest out loud with me. It's too beautiful.
Conmigo.
Okay? It doesn't mean just me or just you. It means the church that he's what? Trying.
Está tratando de entrar. Eso no quiere decir que tan solo es usted o yo. Eso quiere decir toda la iglesia a la cual él está tratando de entrar.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
So he wants to give you more, and he's trying to get in to give us more.
Darle mal, está tratando de darle
but
mal,
we allow the things of this realm
las cosas de
take away from his realm.
De esta dimensión.
So our minds are so occupied with this realm.
Nuestra mente está tan ocupada con
instead of giving
reino,
this realm to him,
entonces, en lugar de darle esto a él,
give it to him.
Déselo a él,
he'll take care of it.
Él se encargará de ello.
Is that true or not true?
¿Es eso verdad o no verdad?
Okay. This next one from the rapture has always brought me to my knees.
Esta siguiente del rapto me trae todo el tiempo a mis rodillas.
Okay, when I went forth into the meetings with you, praying for the sick. Next page.
Oh,
no, yeah. Up here, right there.
Yes, yes. Cuando fui hacia las juntas con ustedes, orando por el enfermo, estaba bien.
Okay, it was fine.
It was fine.
But when I come with a message,
pero cuando vine con un mensaje,
if any message goes forth, it's a true message.
Si cualquier mensaje sale, es un verdadero mensaje.
If it's a true, genuine miracles of God,
si es verdad, milagros genuinos de Dios,
and hangs right in the organization,
y cuelga ahí exactamente en la organización,
you know it's not of God.
Usted sabe, no es de Dios.
Well, charismatics, how about that one?
Oh, carismáticos, ¿qué acerca de esa?
So, who is it of if it's not of God?
¿De quién es si no es de Dios?
Because the thing is already declared.
Porque esa cosa ya está declarada.
Jesus went forth and healed the sick in order that to catch their eyes.
Jesús salió y sanó al enfermo para agarrar su atención, sus ojos.
Then his message.
Entonces su mensaje.
That's right, it has to have
correcto.
Something that God is going to introduce.
Tiene que tener algo que Dios va a introducir.
And that's what they don't want. They don't want to go farther.
Y eso es lo que no quieren. No quieren ir más lejos.
Listen.
Escuche.
This is the denominational spirit.
Este es el espíritu denominacional.
I look backwards.
Yo miro para atrás.
I don't need to look forward.
No necesito mirar hacia adelante.
I have.
Yo tengo.
I don't need any more.
No necesito más.
Leave me alone.
Déjame solo.
I'm fine.
Sola. Estoy bien.
So what does the Holy Spirit do?
¿Qué es lo que hace el espíritu?
Leaves them alone.
Los deja solos.
He's a gentleman.
Él es un caballero.
Okay. The divine healing, the miracles like that, just catch the eyes of the people.
Todo esto, la sanidad divina, agarra la vista de la gente, la atención de la gente.
The main heart of it is the message.
La cosa principal del corazón es el mensaje.
Okay, there's what it is.
Ahí es lo que es.
What comes from in here?
Lo que viene de aquí dentro.
He's trying to get the favor of the people.
Él está tratando de obtener el favor de la gente.
Now that just blows me away.
So eso me hace explotar.
Here is God. Who's
aquí
speaking?
Está Dios. ¿Quién habla?
He.
Él.
He says, not me.
Él
not
dijo,
me.
No yo.
Okay, this isn't the man.
Okay, este no es el hombre.
This isn't the prophet.
Este no es el profeta.
This is beyond that.
Esto es más allá de
this
esto.
Is the one using his vocal cords.
Este es el que está usando sus
this is the
vocales.
Eternal.
Este es el eternal.
This is the Almighty.
Este es el todopoderoso.
This is the all-powerful.
Este es el todopoderoso.
This is the judge of all the earth.
Este es el juez de toda la tierra.
And the judge is coming to you
y el juez
and trying to say, can I get your favor?
¿Puedo tener tu favor?
Now, if that doesn't send you to your knees in humility, nothing will.
Ahora, si eso no lo envíes a usted a sus rodillas en humildad, nada lo hará.
That Almighty God's trying to seek my favor.
Que el Dios Todopoderoso está tratando mi favor, tratando de buscar mi favor.
So they'll do what?
So él hará qué?
Sit and what?
Sentarse y qué?
I have more
ellos
to give
van,
you.
Ellos ¿qué harán? Se sentarán y qué?
I have more.
Tengo más.
I know you have.
Yo sé que tú tienes,
but I have more.
Pero tengo más.
Won't you receive it?
¿No lo recibirías?
¿Eh? And the rest is just alarming.
Y el resto es tan solo alarmante.
They'll sit and listen to me, for there's some that's ordained to what?
Porque ahí se sienten, escuchan, porque algunos son de qué.
So even though some people have and they don't receive more
una gente
and
tiene,
don't
no
listen,
más, y no escucha,
they're in trouble.
Están en problemas.
But those will... Lord, you've gained my favor.
Y pero aquellos que dicen,
right?
Oh, tú, Señor, tienes mi favor, correcto.
How many times we look?
¿Cuántas veces miramos?
And we see this end time manifestation of the Holy Spirit.
Manifestación
okay?
Del tiempo final.
That's not God.
Ese no es Dios.
Even that's not God.
Aún ese
it's
no es
just
Dios.
Showing that He's there.
Estamos, eso está solo mostrando que
and
está
that,
ahí. Y eso.
He's here.
Él está aquí.
But that spiritual happening,
pero ese acontecimiento
that's espiritual, absolutely God.
Es absolutamente
what's going
Dios.
On there is God.
Está pasando ahí, es
that's
Dios.
God in our midst.
Ese es Dios en nuestros medios.
And you say and you cry
usted
out as you listen
y clama, conforme usted escucha,
and hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
Dice a las iglesias,
I love what you say.
Yo amo lo que tú estás diciendo.
And then you look what he does.
Y entonces mira lo que él hace.
Lord, I love what you do.
Señor, amo lo que tú haces.
And then you look at the character of his being.
Y mira usted ese
the greatness of his love.
La grandeza de su amor.
Hey, Nestor, you were sitting on the side of your bed this morning.
Y Nestor, estabas acostado
you got this
ahí,
pain in your side.
A un lado de tu cama.
Okay?
Tenías esta
you called the doctor. His name is such and such.
Y le llamas al doctor,
you live in such and such.
Y él vive en
here's your address.
Aquí está
here's
tu
your
dirección.
Name.
Aquí está tu nombre.
You know me that well.
¿Tú me conoces así
you really
bien?
Do.
¿Tú realmente
and you're
haces?
Proving it.
¿Y tú lo estás probando?
How great is our God.
¿Qué tan rey es nuestro Dios?
And that lifts him off Dios? The table from he's not past tense.
Y eso lo levantamos
he's very present tense.
No en un tiempo pasado, pero es nuevo.
He's present tense here.
Es tiempo presente.
He's
aquí.
Present tense in the room.
Es presente, tiempo presente en
and
el
I didn't recognize him.
Y no lo reconocí.
When I was sitting on the side of the bed,
cuando yo estaba sentado
feeling
en la
that pain,
cama,
I didn't sense his presence.
Ese dolor, yo
I didn't, the room wasn't filled with gold and glory.
Pero el cuarto está lleno de
I
gloria.
Didn't know it. But he was there.
Pero él estaba ahí.
Then the soul cries out to God. I love what you are.
Yo amo lo que tú haces, lo que tú eres.
I'm in love with my Jesus.
Y estoy enamorado de mi Jesús.
Uh-huh.
Sí.
So here is a God.
So aquí está un Dios.
Judge of all the earth that comes to you and
toda la tierra que viene a usted y le dice.
I'm just trying to get your favor.
Tan solo estoy tratando de agarrar tu favor.
So would you sit and just listen?
So, ¿te sentarías?
Because I want to speak my love to you.
Porque quiero hablarte mi amor a ti.
Because you're ordained to eternal life.
Porque tú estás ordenado a vida eterna.
And eternal life in you.
Y vida eterna en ti.
Makes you receive more from
te hace
him.
Recibir más de él.
You with me this morning?
¿Está usted conmigo en esta mañana?
Change dimensions. Change
cambie
realities.
Dimensiones, cambie realidades.
Let him take over your heart.
Dejen que él tome control de su corazón.
Listen, wouldn't you like to be rid of the worries of this life?
Escucha, ¿no le gustaría a usted deshacerse de las preocupaciones de esta vida?
Give it to him.
Déselas a él.
Kingdom people.
Gente de reino.
Find me a scripture.
Encuéntreme usted en una escritura.
Find me one as I've challenged you before.
Una conforme lo reto a usted.
Give me a scripture where Jesus.
Una escritura donde Jesús.
Peter.
Pedro.
Paul.
Pablo.
John.
Juan.
Okay? Where they said change the vote. Get involved into politics. Change the vote. Get
oh, cambien el voto.
Okay? You know, and they can make it sound real good.
Y sabe, ellos pueden hacer sonar muy, muy bueno.
The only thing for bad to do is for good men to do nothing. Oh, I better do something.
El voto es hacer, no haga nada.
And that's the whole, you watch the religious movement.
Y usted vigile el movimiento religioso.
Trump their Messiah and watch the prophecies
vigile,
go forth.
Vigile las profecías saliendo.
Right?
Correcto.
Jesus never did that.
Jesús nunca hizo eso.
You're kingdom men.
Ustedes son hombres de reino.
And it was kingdom vision.
Y era una visión de reino.
Is the only way.
Es la única manera.
That Joshua and Caleb could cross over and do what they did.
Que Josué y Caleb pudieron cruzar y hacer todo lo que ellos hicieron.
Are you with me?
¿Está usted conmigo? ¿Me entiende?
I pay no attention to those giants. I could care less.
Yo no le pongo esa atención a esos gigantes.
Yeah, they're good.
No me importa nada.
Yeah, could they kill people?
Yeah.
Yep.
¿Pueden matar gente? Claro.
Are they more powerful?
¿Son más poderosos?
Yep.
Sí.
Are they stronger than me?
¿Son más fuertes que yo?
Certainly.
Ciertamente.
But let's go.
Pero vamos.
You have to be in a position
usted
with God.
Tiene que estar en una posición con Dios.
To make that choice.
Para hacer esa escogencia.
And you have to disregard.
Y usted tiene que deshacerse.
Because you look at what is written in the scripture.
Porque está escrito en escrituras.
And those men.
En esos hombres.
Okay.
Está bien.
And they had to disregard.
Y ellos tuvieron que
their wife.
De sus esposas.
Come on.
Piense.
Their children.
Sus hijos.
Their babies.
Sus bebés.
And depend only on one thing, and that's the word of the Lord.
Solamente en una cosa, y esa era
and I'm going to tell you, if that word isn't very real to you, you'll never do it.
En la palabra, y le voy a decir que si esa palabra no es muy real usted nunca la va a hacer. Usted nunca lo va a hacer.
So you have to make a decision in your soul.
Entonces usted tiene que hacer una decisión en su alma.
What is more real?
¿Qué es más real?
And if you say this is the only reality that you are,
y si usted dice esta es la única realidad en la cual usted está,
then you're locked into a dimension of death.
Entonces usted está encerrado en una dimensión de muerte.
Are you with me?
¿Me entiende usted?
But he says, I've set you free.
Él dice, los he liberado.
I've called you to another dimension.
Te he llamado a otra dimensión.
And it's the dimension of my word.
Y es una dimensión de mi palabra.
And that's where I am.
Y ahí es donde yo estoy.
And then you've reached all power. Okay.
Y usted alcanza todo poder.
Listen, it's a trap, brothers and sisters.
Escucha, hermana, es una trampa, hermano y hermana.
Be not overtaken with the cares of this life.
No se preocupa por las preocupaciones de esta vida.
All right. Rapture.
Rapto.
The next one is simply saying things that we know so well. We're justified. Never did it. That's beautiful. We love it.
Siguiente es,
this one, we're justified.
Somos justificados.
Okay. We love it.
Lo
it means everything to us.
Significa todo para con nosotros.
But we have to go on.
Pero tenemos que continuar.
He says, so you noticed in my headings, I said, we're justified above one.
Si ustedes miraron ahí, dice que somos
but not finished in the other.
Por uno, pero no acabado en el otro.
Okay.
Está bien.
And towards the end of the message, rapture,
mensaje, rapto,
I wonder, could it be already passed?
Me pregunto, ¿podrías
could the bride
ya pasado?
Be already called?
¿Podría la novia haber sido ya llamada?
Is that what we're going through now, today?
¿Dónde estamos pasando otra vez hoy?
Now read it out loud with me.
Ahora, léalo conmigo.
She has to be molded and
tiene
made
que ser moldeada
into
y hecha
the image of Christ.
Hacia la imagen de Cristo.
And Christ is
y
the
Cristo
word.
Es la palabra.
That's the only thing.
Esa es la única cosa.
See,
¿ve?
It's in there.
Está
in
ahí,
the word.
En la palabra.
Perfect but not finished.
Perfecta, pero no acabada.
So we've been saying for years.
Lo que he estado diciendo
Hebrews
por año.
10:14.
Hebreos 10:14.
You're perfect, but I'm not done working with you.
Estás perfecto.
You're
perfecta,
sinless,
pero no he acabado
but you're not
contigo.
Mature.
No tienes pecado, pero
okay.
No estás madurado. ¿Está bien?
You're sinless.
No tienes pecado.
You're spotless.
No tienes mancha.
I love you.
Te amo.
But you better let me in.
Pues más vale que me dejes entrar.
To give you perfect faith.
Para edificarte
mature faith.
Fe perfecta. Más
my
fe,
eyes.
Madura. Mis ojos.
My sight.
Mi vista.
My vision.
Mi visión.
My kingdom.
Mi reino.
Just let me in.
Tan solo déjame entrar.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
Love that.
Amo
okay.
Eso.
Turn the page.
Tenemos página.
Okay. This.
A esto.
Looking and back on the scriptures that we've read
mirad
and the quotes.
Detrás, en las citas y las escrituras que leímos.
Okay, there's a common theme.
Ahí hay una cosa común.
And it is this common theme.
Y es este tema común.
That sets the bride apart from the man-made systems.
Que separa la novia aparte de los sistemas hechos por el hombre.
The common theme.
El tema común
is that our Lord Jesus Christ
es que nuestro Señor Jesucristo
gives his life
da su vida
not just for you to hold it
no para que usted se quede con
but
ella,
to grow it
para que crezca.
And not just to grow it
y no tan solo para que crezca,
but to manifest
pero
it
para manifestarla.
Not just to manifest
no tan solo para manifestarla,
it to give it out again
pero darla una vez más.
It is given
it is dada
so that it be both in us
para que
and
sea
out from
los
us
dos. En nosotros y de nosotros.
In abundance.
Salga de nosotros.
It is given for the purpose.
Es dada para el propósito.
Of making more of the same of him.
Para ser más igual que él.
Same life.
Misma vida.
Same word.
Misma palabra.
Same nature.
Misma naturaleza.
Same attributes.
Mismos atributos.
These are the things in the heart of the bride.
Esas son las cosas en el corazón de la novia.
That make her so unusual.
Que la hace tan unusual.
And seemingly so fanatical.
Para aparentemente fanática.
To those who do not have this vision.
Para aquellos que no tienen visión.
She knows him.
Ella lo conoce a él.
That gave his life to her in the first place.
Que le dio su vida a ella en primer lugar.
her Lord,
su Señor,
gave her grace to receive,
le dio gracia para recibir,
a heart to believe,
y un corazón para creer,
a will to obey
y una
and
voluntad
follow.
Para obedecer y seguir.
He gave her eyes to see,
y le dio ojos para mirar,
and ears
y oídos para
to hear him say,
to hear him decir, say, para escucharlo de él decir,
to hear him say,
para escucharlo de él decir,
read it out loud, I will keep giving.
Yo continuaré dando.
Don't you love our God?
No, usted ama a nuestro Dios.
I'm not done giving you, just
no
let me give you more.
De darte,
let me
darte
in,
más.
I want to give you more.
Quiero darte más.
Don't take your eyes off of me.
No,
I
no
want to give you more.
Tus ojos
I
mí.
Want to
te
give you more.
Más. Te quiero dar más.
Okay, and I will keep giving you more of me,
dándote más
more
de
of my life,
más de mi vida,
until you are another me.
Hasta que tú seas otro yo.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
She heard him say,
ella lo escuchó a él decir,
for so whosoever has,
porque el que culo, por todo aquel que tenga,
to him shall be given,
a ese se le dará,
and he shall have more in abundance.
Y tendrá más en abundancia.
She has been given his life,
a ella se le ha sido dado su
in
vida,
order to receive more of his life.
Para poder recibir más de su vida.
True.
¿Verdad?
True. He gives you his life.
Y le dio su vida.
Now I'm going to ask you a question.
Ahora, le voy a hacer una
look
pregunta.
Around you.
Mire usted alrededor.
Look in the world.
Mire usted en el mundo.
Who has the hunger?
¿Quién tiene el hambre?
Who wants more of the Lord?
¿Quién quiere más de su vida?
Those who have it.
El Señor. Aquellos que la tienen.
Who knocks?
¿Quién toca?
Who seeks?
¿Quién busca?
Those who already have him.
Aquellos que ya lo tienen.
Uh-huh.
Así es.
Isn't it interesting?
¿No es eso interesante?
Do you find people out in the world knocking and hungering and seeking?
No. Gente en el mundo,
I went to church, I'm good, leave me alone. Right?
No, yo déjeme solo.
Oh. I'm happy with what I got. I don't need more.
Estoy feliz con lo que tengo.
I don't seek more. I don't want more.
No busco
I'm fine.
Más,
just
no
leave
más.
Me alone.
No, déjame solo.
He says, I will. I'll leave you alone.
Dice, yo lo haré. Te dejo solo.
Okay. It's so interesting.
Es tan interesante.
He gives you his life so he can give you more of his life.
Su vida para que usted dé más de su vida.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
Read it out loud, that yellow portion with me. She has been given his life in order to receive more of his life. It is his life in us that puts us in a position and a condition to receive more of his life.
A él se le ha sido dada su vida para recibir más de su vida. En esta su vida, en nosotros le pone en una posición y condición para recibir más de su vida.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
Now, Romans 8, let's just go there because,
Romanos 8, vamos a ir.
You know, hey, Romans 7, I've always said, you know, you can't stay in Romans 7, you have to make a transfer over to Romans 8, right?
No podemos quedarnos en Romanos 8,
okay.
Tenemos que transformarnos en Romanos 8, correcto?
Paul didn't stay in Romans 7.
Pablo no se quedó en Romanos
7. He made a transfer to Romans 8.
Él usó un transfer hacia Romanos 8.
And Brother Branham says the Holy Ghost filled believer is a head leads a victorious life.
En el creyente vive una vida victoriosa.
You got troubles.
Usted tiene problemas.
You got battles.
Tiene batallas.
Right.
Correcto.
Okay, but he's in you to conquer.
Pero él está en usted para conquistar.
Okay.
Está bien.
And if they're conquering you, you need to get in Christ.
Si lo están conquistando, usted tiene que necesitar entrar en Cristo.
So here, verse 2.
Versículo 2.
Here we go back to the law of the Spirit of life.
Aquí vamos a la ley del Espíritu de la vida.
In Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin.
Porque la ley del Espíritu de vida en Cristo Jesús me ha librado de la ley del pecado y de la muerte. Escuche.
When you're justified, you have His life.
Cuando usted está justificado, usted tiene su
He
vida.
He gave you a desire to repent. That's
Él
His life.
Él le dio deseo para arrepentirse.
Does He leave you there? No, I want to give you more.
Te quiero dar más.
For those of you, Brother Branham goes into these scriptures.
El hermano Branham entra hacia las escrituras.
The Baptists.
Los bautistas.
Justification, I'm fine.
Justificación, estoy bien.
Okay, Brother Branham says there's a second work of grace.
El hermano Branham dice que hay una segunda obra de gracia.
Okay, it's Hebrews chapter 13. Jesus went without the camp that he might sanctify the people with his blood.
Él fue para poder santificar
a
su gente.
Okay, second work of grace.
Does
he want to give you more of his life?
¿Quiere darle más de su vida?
Does he want to work in your life? Is that done?
En su vida?
The baptism of the Holy Ghost.
El bautismo del Espíritu Santo.
Is that more of his life?
¿Es eso más de su vida?
Then what should we go on? Remember what Brother Branham says, Pentecost, that's where you failed. You thought I got the baptism, I'm done. He says that's just the beginning, that's just the start, and the life goes and goes, and he gives and he gives. Now that's the nature of our God. I love him. I want to give you more. Do you love a God that just wants to give, that is waiting to give you more, huh? Don't you love him?
No, lo ama usted.
I'm just waiting to give you more.
I want to give you more. Te quiero dar más.
Oh. But you let your job.
Usted deja que su trabajo.
You let your wife.
Usted deja que su esposa.
You let your husband.
Usted deja que su esposa.
You let your children.
Usted deja que sus hijos. Así es.
This life.
Esta vida.
You got to make a transfer, brothers.
Tenemos que hacer. Un transfer, hermanos y hermanas.
So, okay. Verse 3. I love 3 and 4. It's so rich. Most people pass over these.
La mayoría de la gente se pasa esto.
Who fulfilled the law?
¿Quién cumplió la ley?
Right.
Cristo, Jesús.
Is he going to be the only one?
¿Va a ser él el único?
Okay, verse 3.
Versículo 3.
For what the law could not do, and that
porque
it was weak through the flesh.
Era imposible para la ley, por cuanto era débil por la carne.
God sending his own son.
Dios enviando a su hijo.
In the likeness of sinful flesh.
En semejante de carne de pecado.
And for sin, condemned sin in the flesh.
Pecado, condenó al pecado en la carne.
Oh, read verse 4 out loud
with me.
For the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us. What?
Para que la justicia de la ley
se. Hey, another Jesus is on the scene.
Está en la escena, ¿eh?
Nobody could fulfill the law.
Nadie podía cumplir la ley.
Jesus fulfilled it.
Jesús
every tittle. But the righteousness of the law.
Pero los justos de la
is
ley
going to be fulfilled in you.
Va a ser cumplido.
Can he do that?
¿Puede él hacer eso?
Is that the law of spirit of life?
Esa es la ley del espíritu
he
de la
said,
vida.
Hey, the law of
y
the
dice,
spirit of
hey,
the life
la ley del espíritu
is in
de la
me
vida,
and I'm in you
mí.
And it's going to do this incredible thing that
esta cosa
has never been done before.
Como nunca ha sido hecho antes.
But it's going to be done in you.
Pero va a ser hecho en ti.
Who believe.
El que cree.
Isn't that beautiful?
¿No es eso hermoso?
Verse 4. Read it out loud
versículo
together.
Cuatro, léalo conmigo.
That the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh but after the spirit.
Para que la justicia de la ley se cumpliese en nosotros, que no andamos conforme a la carne, sino conforme al espíritu.
So I listen to the news. I get tied in knots. Do I let it control me?
Dejo you que can't. Esto me controla a mí.
You can't.
Tengo ataduras.
So I go to my job.
So,
do I let my job control me?
Tengo mi trabajo.
You can't.
Que el trabajo me lo controle. No,
you
no,
can't
no
let
puede.
Anything of this
no puede
external realm.
De este okay. Realm externo, ¿me escucha usted?
Okay.
Que lo controle.
Yeah. Who sí. Walk not after the flesh, but after the
que
spirit.
No caminan conforme a la carne, sino
not dominated by the flesh, but the spirit. Okay, I want a couple more verses here. I know it's about time, and I love these verses, but you have the notes and you can finish them. Genesis 1, 11, and 12 is the law of life. We know that. Every seed shall bring forth of its kind. But the point is, it's not, oh, there's a seed, that's good, I got a seed. There's a seed. It has to be germinized. It has to be planted. There's one seed that has to. That one little seed is going to bring forth 100 more. Right? That's the whole purpose of his life. Is growing it, multiplying it. That's not good enough to hold a seed. It has to be more. That's why I said too many for so many years.
Por tantos años.
You know. I don't know, years and years ago, the message was divided.
El mensaje fue dividido.
The word, the doctrine people and the life people.
La gente de la doctrina y la gente
okay.
De la vida. ¿Está bien?
Oh, I don't want the word, I just want the life. I'm sweet.
Oh, no
I'm
quiero
kind.
La palabra, solo quiero la vida.
Oh, hallelujah, we're
oh,
better than you
hallelujah.
Because you
somos
guys are snots.
Porque ustedes son
okay,
¿está bien?
And that's true.
Y eso es verdad.
And there were snots. Come on.
Snots.
People snotty with their doctrines.
Snotty.
Right or wrong? Oh.
You know that one? People, this is knowledge. Like, resistant to it?
Yeah, I mean, just attitude.
Resistant.
Bad attitudes.
But con malas actitudes.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
So I always ask the question.
Todo el tiempo hago la pregunta.
Why do I have to make a choice?
¿Por qué tengo que hacer una
I don't want to make a choice.
Yo no quiero hacer una escogencia.
Jesus is the word.
Jesús es la palabra.
I'm going to ask you a question.
Quiero hacer una pregunta.
When was there ever a life more beautifully
Cuando
on this earth than in the Lord Jesus?
En esta vida que la del Señor
And Jesús. Could you dare say he's not the word?
Usted se atreve a decir que él no es la palabra.
So you don't have to make a choice.
Usted no tiene que hacer una escogencia.
Brother Branham says if you got the real revelation, you have the real life.
Dice que si usted tiene la verdadera revelación, usted hace su escogencia.
So how can you have the life without a word, brothers? Come on.
¿Cómo se puede tener esto?
A bunch of religious gobbledygook, you know?
Un montón de religiosos.
Yeah.
Sí.
Snots and gobbledygook. Yep.
Ah, yeah.
I'm sorry.
That's right. Yeah. I can come out with something.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, okay. You understand?
¿Entiende usted?
His dimension that he lives in is the Word. Jesus is the Word.
His dimension is donde vive. Jesús es la palabra.
Was there ever a more beautiful life than him?
¿Hubo una vida más hermosa que esa?
Then we sing to be like Jesus. Do you want to be like Jesus?
¿Quiere usted ser como Jesús?
Well, how in the world are you going to be with it, like Jesus without being the Word?
¿Cómo usted va a ser como Jesús sin estar en la palabra?
See, the devil does all kinds of tricks to make you feel religious and good about things and you're
todo religioso
crazy.
Y hacer cosas.
Don't ever get off of this word.
Nunca se salga usted de esta palabra.
Don't ever get out of the word.
Nunca se salga de la palabra.
Okay, how is it going to happen?
¿Cómo va a acontecer? ¿Cómo esto va a pasar?
Hebrews 7, I love this verse.
Hebreos 7.
Well, I love these verses.
Este versículo.
Okay, his life in us is what accomplishes that what is written in us.
Nosotros lo que logra lo que está escrito de nosotros.
Okay, verse 11.
Hebreos 7:11.
Okay, if therefore perfection were of the Levitical priesthood, for under it the people received the law, what further need was there another priest that should rise after the order of Melchizedek?
Sí, pues por la perfección fuera por el sacerdocio levítico, ¿por qué bajo él recibió el pueblo de la ley, ¿qué necesidad habría aún de que se levantase otro sacerdote según el orden de Melquisedec?
So who's this? I love this.
Yo
Come on.
¿Quién es?
Why?
¿Por qué?
In 1965. Okay, one of the last phenomenal messages. Who is this Melquisedec?
Últimos mensajes fenomenales.
Why did we need to know?
¿Quién es Melquisedec? ¿Por qué necesitamos
Who
saber?
Is here?
¿Quién está aquí?
Who's among us?
¿Quién está entre
Who's
nosotros?
In this priesthood?
¿Quién está en
what is this priesthood, man in this priesthood doing?
¿Qué es lo que este es
Bringing
que
you to perfection.
Trayéndolo hacia perfección.
You with me?
¿Me entiendo
There's
usted?
Something here to bring you to perfection.
Para traerlo a usted hacia
to give you more than you ever thought you could have.
Usted pensó que
Can I say that tener? Again?
¿Puedo decir
to bring you more
para darle más
than you ever thought it was possible
que era
for you to receive. Can I say it again? To bring you more
para traerle usted más
than you ever thought it was possible that you could even receive. Who is this Melchizedek? Who's bringing you to perfection? Who was here that he was with Abraham, the covenant child? And he came to him and he said, oh, Abraham, you're the covenant child. I'm here to bless you. I'm here to give you the bread and the wine. And here he is giving us the bread. And the wine.
Danos el vino y el pan.
Uh-huh. Sí. And if you have this bread
si
from heaven and this
cielo,
wine from
y
heaven,
y este vino del cielo,
don't worry about your portfolio,
no te preocupes por tu portafolio
or your bank account
o tu cuenta de banco.
He's head.
Él es la cabeza.
He's king.
Él es rey.
He's king of the day.
Él es rey to the,
he's king of the week.
Él es rey del David.
He's the king of this minute.
Él es el rey de este minuto.
He's the king of this second.
Él es el rey del
I have
segundo.
No worries.
No tenga preocupaciones.
What a place to live.
Qué lugar para vivir.
Who is this Melchizedek?
¿Quién es este Melchizedek? Está bien.
Verse 12. You see the numbers there. 12. For the priesthood being changed, there's made a necessity to change also the law.
Porque cambio del sacerdote, necesario es que haya también cambio de ley.
For whom these things are spoken pertaining to the tribe of which no man gave attendance to the altar.
Y aquel de quien se dice esto es de otra tribu, de la cual nadie sirvió al altar.
For it is evident that our Lord sprang out of Judah.
Porque manifiesto es que nuestro Señor vino de la tribu de Judá.
tribe Moses spake concerning the priesthood.
Nada habló Moisés tocante al sacerdocio.
And it is far more evident.
Y esto es aún más manifiesto.
For that after the similitude of Melchizedek, there rises another priest.
Si a semejanza de Melquisedec se levanta un sacerdote
distinto. This great one.
Este grande.
This great one among us.
De este grande
the great nosotros. Giver of perfection.
El gran dador de perfección.
The one who comes inside of you and says, let me finish
el cual
the work.
Viene dentro de usted, le dice, déjame
let me take you to completion.
Déjame llevarte a
completion. Let me give you bread.
Déjame
let me give you wine.
Darte pan. Déjame darte
let me give
vino.
You guidance.
Déjame darte guía.
Let me give you my mind.
Déjame
let me give you my heart.
Déjame darte
who
mi corazón.
Is this one?
¿Quién es este?
Who could make such a one
¿quién puede hacer
for me?
Tal?
This one,
este,
verse 16, who is made not after the law of a carnal commandment.
No constituido conforme a la ley.
Read it out loud with me. But after the power of an endless life. There you go.
Ahí está, acerca de, sino según el poder de una vida indestructible.
So
ahí
I'm going to finish here.
So voy a terminar
what's
aquí.
Going to make you bride?
¿Qué es lo que lo va a hacer
what's going to do this work in you?
¿Qué va a hacer que esto funcione?
Grace is going to do it.
Gracias.
How is he going to do it? There is the power of an endless life working in you to make you what you could never think you could be.
Lo que nunca
there is the power of an endless life giving to you every day. Let me feed you.
Déjame alimentarte.
Ah, let me speak to you.
Déjame hablarte.
Let me whisper secrets
déjame
unto you.
Susurrarte secretos
huh?
A ti.
Let me give you myself.
Déjame darte
let
mi
me
vida.
Give you more of my life.
Déjame darte más de
because
mi vida.
You're going to become me.
Porque tú vas
oh,
a
it's impossible.
A ser yo. Oh, es imposible.
No, this is the
no,
power of an endless life working in me. The power of an endless life is the life that's going to do it.
Es la vida
hallelujah.
Va a
blessed
hallelujah.
Be the name of the Lord. Okay.
Bendito sea
I'd like to finish.
Señor.
That's okay. But you got the scriptures.
Pero usted tiene las escrituras.
I love him. Come on, musicians. Would you stand up with me?
Usted conmigo?
Because he first loved me and purchased my salvation on Calvary. Jesus loves me, this I know. For the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong. They are weak, but my Jesus is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible. Remember that song? Somebody had a revelation. It's in the Black Behold books. Let's find it, actually. He giveth and giveth and giveth again. Ah, that's our God. It's a black one. There you go, the black one. He giveth and giveth and giveth again. Somebody can find a number for that one. How great is our God, huh? Listen. You know, Isaiah 12 said, therefore I will drink waters out of the well of salvation. You know what? There's no bottom. 31?
Pozos de salvación.
There we go. There you go. I love this song. He giveth and giveth and giveth again, and that's our God.
Yes,
and
that's our God.
He just keeps on, and he will. You're not going to, you know. Do you remember what Brother Branham says about the little fish in the ocean? I got to be careful. I got to ration myself. Right? Yeah, poor little fish. How about the little mouse in the gardeners of Egypt, you know? I better limit myself to a couple grains, right? That must be how ridiculous we look to the Lord when we get worried. Okay. He giveth more grace when the burdens grow greater. He sendeth more strength when the labors increase. To added affliction he addeth his mercy. To multiply trials he multiplies. True, right? His love has no limits. His grace has no measure. Has no boundary known unto man. For out of his infinite riches in Jesus he giveth and giveth. Now somebody had some revelation, didn't they? Do you know what I'm waiting for? What's that? Experience. You know what? Do you know what I'm waiting for in all honesty? I'm waiting for all of us to be so filled with the Holy Spirit that we don't read the Psalms. You sing a song. You bring a song. Wouldn't you love that? Hey, well, I want you to be so filled in love with Jesus. You come to church. Oh, let's sing about Jesus. Let me sing the song he gave it to me. Let's talk about how great our God is. Do you know what miracles he did for me this week? Do you know that there was no way? And he made a way. Do you know he did something that was impossible to be done? That's our God. Oh, let's sing the second verse. When we have exhausted our store of endurance, when our strength has failed, ere the day is half done, when we reach the end of our hoarded resources. Don't you love that?
No, I'm going to say so.
Giving has so. Oh, isn't he wonderful? He has no limit. His price has no boundary known unto men. For out of his infinite in Jesus he giveth and giveth. Yeah. And we'll fight him tooth and nail till we get to the end of our hoarded resources. You just watch yourself. Right? But somewhere in our heart and our soul, he says, come on, give it up. Just give it up. Trust me. Trust me. Trust me. And here you're going to hear a voice behind you. Isaiah 30 saying, this is the way, walk in it, right? And the voice every day is going to say, trust me. Trust me more. Trust me more. I'm here. I'll prove it. I'll prove it. He proves it. Let's sing the chorus one more time. His love has no limit. His grace has no measure. His power has known unto men. For out of thy infinite riches in Jesus he giveth.
could you not love our God? How could you not fall in love with him? How could you not love him more every day? I keep falling in love with him over and over and over, over again. I keep falling in love with him over and over and over and over again. He gets sweeter and sweeter as the day goes by. Oh, what between my Lord and I, keep falling in love with him over and over and over and over. You know, the more you fall in love with him, the more time you want to spend with him. And the more you fall in love with him, you want to hear, Father, what do you think? Lord, what do you think about this situation? Lord, would you give me your wisdom? Then all the natural. Don't be taken by it, brothers and sisters. Okay. Brother Juan, would you close in prayer?
We are so grateful to you. Just to come to the reality, the mentality, Father. The little fish. I had to ration myself.
Thank you, Jesus.
Father, but you are infinite. I have always thought, Father, that there's no limits. I keep just thinking how these men with science today, they say that it's going to take so many years just to get to some place. And yet, Father, it's just this little leap that you give it. It is nothing, Father. Let us get our mind out of all of these, Father, these materialistic things. Like Pastor said to Father, you know, people don't be satisfied. It's buying this, it's buying that. Just let us be that little, like that widow, Father. Her son, and the prophet came and told her, feed me first. Was giving all that she has, Father. And she had to believe. And every day, ever since that incident, that tone that she took in that day, Father, was rewarded. She will wake up, and next day she will see that the widow was there, man. The oil was there. Because you provided.
Amen.
Let it be, Father.
Amen.
You can come to terms.
Thank you, Jesus.
To know that you are all that we have need of.
Yes.
Doesn't matter how much money you can have. Like Jesus said, you don't even have all the riches of the world, but lose his own. No wonder that when the stairs say, I want only you. Because that's all what we have need of. You, Father. Blessed be your name, Father. Let us continue in this journey that we have. And whenever, Father, that you decide, bring us to you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I just feel led to ask if anybody would like prayer. But Nestor, you're really on my heart, bro. Would you come up and let us pray for you? Brother Nestor, bless his heart, we love him so much. He's had a life of trials, and trials seem insurmountable. Come on, brother. Let's pray for him. He's with you, my dear brother. And I want you to know that more than ever before in your whole life, to give you wisdom and power and strength. Heavenly Father, we lift up our dear brother to you. We thank you for him. Amen. We thank you for you in him. Thank you for giving him your life. Yeah. To desire more life. And Father, we just pray that for whatever his needs are, you're there. And would you show him? You're there in the minute. They're there in the instant. They're there when you need answers, and there are no answers, but you're the answer. That you love him and you care, and every single need in his heart, you know them all, Father. We lift him up before your throne of grace to find help in the time of need. Bless him, Father, mightily, just by giving him more and more of you, more of your spirit, more revelation, more word, more of your presence. May he walk in love with you. We commit him into your hands now in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Anybody else would like prayer this morning? We're here. Hey, we're nothing, but he's everything, and we can sure pray for one another. Amen. Okay. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Father, I know you've called on us since she was a baby. Well, before that, before the foundation of the world.
Yes.
I think the very first word she ever spoke was Jesus. Okay. You're in her, Father, we know that, and I pray that you'd remove all doubt, all fear. And Father, the things that are on her heart, even the things that she's praying for now, we lift up before your throne of grace. We can't do anything, but you can do all things.
Amen.
So we put things into your hand that we can't touch, but knowing you are more than able. And give us kingdom vision, the vision that Caleb and Joshua had, the vision that Moses had, that Abraham. Father, we don't look to anything, just you, and you're enough, and you prove you're enough. We lift her up before your throne of grace to give her that peace that passes all understanding. She can't explain it, there's no way to, but it's there, and it's from you, and it's a gift, and it's your love. Grant it, Father, we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Anybody else this morning? Thank you, Lord.
I want to give thanks for my rehabilitation.
Amen.
I want to have, like when I first came to my first love.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Sisters, lay your hands on her, would you? Charity, would you pray for her? She wants her first love back. Okay. Thank you for our sister, Lord. Thank you for being in her. We all know that you're there. We all know that you're in her. And you know, the devil knocks her down over and over, but greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. We've seen you, and we give you thanks, Lord. Now she has the desire. Lord, I lift up every single one of us. Oh God, let us not lose our first love. Oh, let there be a love, not just we love you, Lord, but we're in love with you. We love you, and just bring the joy of her salvation back to her heart, that she would see you in every moment, in everything, that she would, no matter what things look like on the outside, it's Jesus on the inside, and Jesus on the inside takes care of all of it. Give her that peace and that faith that'll pass over all the things of this realm. We ask it in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. And as the day goes by, oh, what a love between my Lord and I keep. Anybody else? And over and over and over again. Oh, you're the only one. She has battles. Can you imagine that? We don't, do we?
No, we don't.
Yeah, okay. Lord knows. The Lord knows, sis. Yeah. The Lord knows. He loves you. Didn't you trust his love? There you go. Well, you know, you're the only one too. I never failed. No, I haven't failed him for 1 second now, so, you know. We all fail him. And he still wants to give. Lord, there's something that there's just we all face. But our sister Mary up and is here to represent us all in these things, I believe, for her, but for all of us, Lord. Ah, we fear we fail you so much. But that makes your love all the more beautiful, that you don't give up on us. That you don't throw the clay away and say, here, no, I'm going to keep molding you. It's not because of you, it's because of me and what I have for you. Now that's love. I'm understanding more and more. Herein is love, not that we loved you, but that you loved us and gave yourself as a propitiation for us. That's love. It's your love. And we can only love you back because you first loved us. I give my sister that peace that you're still there. We fail you, but Lord, when we recognize that, we repent because it breaks our heart. We don't want to fail you, Father. But we thank you because you just don't give up on us. Something down in our soul says, don't give up. We want you more. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Glory be to God. Anybody else this morning? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you. Just sing. Let's sing I Love Him Because He First Loved Me again. Sing to him personally. Sing I Love You. Would you raise your hands? I love you because you first loved me. Time just you to him, your heart to his. Sing it. Oh, I love you. I love you because you first love me. Like all of you to raise your hands. All of you parents, let's pray over our children and our grandchildren. Would you raise your hands to God? Heavenly Father, oh, my precious grandfather used to say, I love the Lord more than anything in life, and I want to be with him. But I want my loved ones, my children, and my grandchildren with me, Lord. I know that's the desire of every one of us, Father. So we'll know those that still need you, that still need the token, need your life.
Necesitan tu vida.
Oh Father, we lift them up before your throne of grace.
A tu trono de gracia.
Oh God, please.
Oh Señor, por favor. Oh,
we're not going to worry.
No, no nos vamos a preocupar.
We're going to trust.
Vamos a confiar.
We're going to believe.
Vamos a creer.
Because you said them and their seed with them. That's what you said.
Porque tú dijiste que ellos estarán.
Your word cannot fail.
La palabra no puede.
So we refuse to consider anything else but your word.
Rechazamos considerar cualquier otra.
And also,
pero más que tu palabra también.
When they applied the token,
cuando aplican la señal,
it was for the whole house. It was for the whole family.
Para toda la familia.
Now we lift these things up and say, Lord, we're going to place them in your arms,
Señor, los vamos a poner en tus brazos,
and be at peace because of your word,
estar en paz por causa
because
de tu palabra,
of you.
Por causa de ti.
We place them there, Lord.
Los ponemos ahí, Señor.
Plead the token over them.
Aplicamos la señal sobre ellos.
In the name of the Lord Jesus
en el nombre
Christ.
Del Señor Jesús.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. One more time, raise to him.
Más.
Again, I'm going to ask you to do something we don't do very. Would you turn around, shake one another's hand? Pilgrim, stranger, we're here together. We love one another. God put us to help one another, to encourage one another, to build each other up in the most holy faith. Amen. God bless you all. You're dismissed. Thank you, Lord.